there are important issues in Washington every day. I don't think there's another issue as important as our health. So when we get into this conversation and talk about what the American healthcare system is going to look like, it is time for us to get very serious very quickly. And from where I'm sitting, it meant reaching out to professionals that I respect in medical fields and talking to them about the Affordable Care Act, our current law, the prospect of repeal, and then what might follow. For the longest time, we didn't know the last part. We didn't know what might follow. But now for 3 days, it's been public. And 3 days. It took us 2 years of debate to get the Affordable Care Act. This is heavy lifting by political standards. It's hard work, and it should be, because decisions we make will literally impact the lives and health of every American when it's all said and done. We can't be perfect. We won't get it perfectly right no matter what we do, but we sure have to strive to find the best outcome. Here's what we know. When we set out a little over 6 years ago with the Affordable Care Act, our goal was to make sure that more Americans had the protection of health insurance than ever. We succeeded. We now have the highest percentage of insured Americans in our history as a nation. The second thing we set out to do was to try to reduce the increase in cost of health care. Mixed reviews. In some areas, I think we can point to real progress because we have a buy-in to a new model of health care. This hospital, virtually every hospital, we have representatives here from Rochelle who talk about what's going on at the community hospital level, are buying into a new way of providing health care into America. And the practice of medicine is different for doctors. Many more of them are members of hospital staff now. And they are in a team effort where they used to be sole practitioners or in their individual practice. We also set out to make sure that if you bought health insurance, it was worth the purchase. And most Americans were lucky and had a good experience through their employment with their health insurance, but a lot of folks found that there were obstacles when they went to buy health insurance. If you had someone in the family with a pre-existing condition, you might not qualify for any health insurance, or the premiums might go through the roof. You might end up with an annual or a lifetime limit on your health insurance that sounded generous when you bought it, $100,000. How could I ever spend $100,000? But you were one accident or one diagnosis away from much more expense. We had discrimination when it came to premiums. Women were discriminated against. That was considered to be a pre-existing condition if you were a woman. Strange things like that. We had limitations on whether you could keep your kids under your health insurance plan. And more people were sensitive to the fact that freshly graduated college students looking for jobs might not get full benefits in the first few months afterwards. So we addressed that as well. We had an issue with Medicare when it came to prescription drugs, an issue of a problem of our own creation called the donut hole, which seniors knew all about, most people didn't, but it was a gap in coverage on prescription drugs in Medicare. So we set out to solve each of those and to require that basic health insurance plans have those basic protections and that we address that Medicare aspect. And we achieved it. We had other things, there were so many others, I could go into a long list and I won't, trying to bring fairness and equity to health insurance. Here's the problem we ran into. The model of insurance is to entice people who are healthy to buy health insurance that they don't need, so that they are providing premium dollars to pay for sick people. That's how all insurance works. If everybody in America had an automobile wreck every day, you couldn't afford automobile insurance. But luckily, very few do. And so whether it's health care or auto insurance, we had to increase the risk pool to include healthy people. That meant encouraging folks to buy insurance for protection, but also a stick. There was a penalty in Massachusetts when they started this to get people to sign up for health insurance. We had a stick too, and frankly, it didn't work very well. We didn't bring as many healthy young people in as we should have. And I think that was one of the reasons why many of the health insurance companies said, we can't make this work. We're getting too many older, sick people and not enough healthy folks for an insurance pool. So they started dropping out. So that is a challenge. despite what I thought was a good law, a challenge that had to be addressed if there were going to be any changes in the law. We had dramatic things happen that just happened at the right moment. We have folks here from Crusader Clinic. Gordon's going to speak to us a little later. The expansion of Medicaid in Illinois meant 650,000 people had health insurance because of the Affordable Care Act. And we provided 90% or more federal payment reimbursement to the state for bringing these folks in. It meant in your emergency room that many people who used to show up with nothing and were charity care ended up coming in with Medicaid.
That's right.
And the hospital administrators I talked to said it made a big difference. Yep. In terms of some compensation. And I know Dr. Gorski will talk about it because his letter that he sent me on the issue was so good I read it on the floor of the Senate.
I heard.
And they didn't take my words down. That's a good thing. In all honesty, it was an excellent letter. We also saw not only expansion of clinics across America, which incidentally, for the record, was a Bernie Sanders idea when we went into the Affordable Care Act, but now we had medical homes for people who really weren't wealthy and never had a doctor to call their own. Now they had a place to go and a medical record and people who gave them continuity of care, which we definitely wanted to keep. There were vulnerable populations, children, the disabled, and many others who finally had Medicaid protection. I think of my friend Judy in Southern Illinois. Judy is a sweet lady. She's in her 60s. She was the lady, if you go to stay in a motel, who's there in the morning for breakfast and greets you with a big smile and ushers you into the room. And she's worked her entire life. At age 63, Judy had never, ever had one day of health insurance coverage in her life. Never. Her jobs didn't pay enough, and people didn't provide health insurance. Well, she came to me and scared to death of what the Affordable Care Act would mean. And we sat down with her, our staff worked with her. Turns out her wages were so low, she qualified for Medicaid. She couldn't believe it. She didn't have to pay for it. She got health insurance for the first time in her life. And lucky she did. She was diagnosed with diabetes. And you can imagine not having medical care and with that diagnosis in your 60s, how complications could arise. So I've kind of described what Affordable Care Act did. I've kind of described what I think are the pluses and minuses, strengths and weaknesses of it. I know that Dan McManus is here representing Senator Tammy Duckworth. Thank you for being here. She and I are now watching as this unfolds in Washington. For 3 days, we've had the Republican alternative. And many of you have studied it or heard some things about it. And I have some summaries here we can refer to if we wish. The House went all night in committee hearing and debating and considering what to do with the Republican alternative. And Speaker Paul Ryan has said that he hopes to report it from the House in a matter of weeks. Then the question is what happens in the Senate? Well, I won't go through the procedural part of it because it is very arcane and you don't need to know the details, other than to say many of us, even Republicans, believe this is something we should not hurry through. We ought to take some time and ask the questions. We ought to get the answers from people to make sure we understand what we're getting into. We're plunging into a new rewrite of our healthcare system.